G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2017. Cliffo's still rolling along, doing very nicely, and I'm living the life of a Richmond supporter, getting beaten by pretty much beaten by a kick every single start at the moment, and it's doing my head in, mate.
Oh, these things even out over time. A couple of interesting games coming up, some uncertainty in the eight. Weather's starting to cool off a bit, so totals are going to be important here, and I'm going to take a couple on later in the piece. But we'll kick things off tomorrow night at Cadinia Park for Geelong and Port Adelaide. Cats laying about a goal and a half, total points line, mid-180s.
Yeah, I didn't find anything to really spark my interest in this particular game. Geelong had a good win after some pretty ordinary form. Port, again, have been pretty solid. Cadinia Park... Obviously, the Cats played really well their last effort against a good opposition in the Dogs. And probably based on that, home ground advantage, I think, just about right. I think your sort of matrix of a couple of goals swing for a neutral and then a couple of goals further. If this game was in Adelaide and Port were giving up a similar margin, I'd probably take it. But not on the converse, because I think that they've got probably the inside midfield structure to really put the screws to a little bit to the likes of Selwood and Dangerfield and those sorts of guys. So wouldn't be surprised if it's a very tight one.
Yep. No interest in the line here for me, but I am pretty keen to play the total. I'm going to play the under. Port 8-3 to the under in night games across last season and this season. Interestingly, last two head-to-head, both at the Adelaide Oval, Geelong won both pretty comfortably and both only made it to mid-160s. I think at a mid-180s line, there's a fair bit of space there and I'm happy to play.
Good stuff.
Friday night, we're at the SCG for Sydney and Hawthorn. Swans laying a little over five goals, total points line, mid-180s.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was all over the shop on Saturday. I was up and about at quarter time and then I was...
Still at halftime.
Well, I tell you what, I was happy at three-quarter time, because I thought we'd pinched a draw. But turns out it was actually three-quarter time, not full-time. And, what more can be said? Hawthorn, just second halves, man. They just can't play it. They can't run out games. I don't know why that is. Sydney found a bit of form, which is obviously good for them. They're on a bit of a roll at the moment, and they should do away with the Hawks comfortably. Everything feels about right for me. I wouldn't be surprised to see this fall pretty much close to those lines, so... I'm going to stick it out.
Yeah, easy walk away for me here as well. Interestingly, road team has won the last four of these games across 2015 and 2016. Sydney have come to Melbourne and won twice. Hawthorn have gone to Sydney and won twice. Last six totals all over the shop. Three really low ones, three really high ones. Hawthorn not going well enough. Sydney just starting to surge. Pretty easy lay down for me.
Well, you couple that with the fact that Hawthorn have still got all of those outs, and Sydney are now notionally at
they're close
strength. They're about as good as they're going to get. So, they could put a big number on Hawthorn. If you're going to bet anything, you'd probably lay the points on.
Saturday afternoon, we're at the Docklands for Western Bulldogs and St Kilda. Dogs laying about two goals, total points line high 170s.
Yeah, first glance, I was interested in the plus on this game. I still may be yet. I might just have to listen to a bit of convincing from your good self first. But the Dogs just... They're not clicking for whatever reason. I think we mentioned this when these guys played last year. They play very similar styles of football. They've both... they like to move the ball and shift the ball with pace and purpose. I think St Kilda match up pretty well on the Dogs across all lines. And the Dogs, regardless of who the opposition's been, they've just been getting it done.
Yep.
So a couple of goals is enticing for a team like St Kilda, where you've seen how good their best football can be. So,
they're not putting sides to the sword, are they, the Dogs?
No, absolutely not. So, that's the way I'm leaning at the moment. Give me 10 seconds to think about it while you have a chat, and then I'll shore it up.
I got pretty close to playing the under here, which is a rarity on a high 170s line under the lid. Last four head-to-head, three scores of under 135, all have been at the Docklands. Dogs are 14-4 under at the Docklands since the start of last year. Those last four head-to-head games, two wins to St Kilda by 7 points and 15 points, a win to the Dogs by a kick, and a win to the Dogs by nearly 10 goals. So if I was going to play the line, I'd be St Kilda plus as well. I'm not going to, but that's my lean.
I'm going to. Gotta do something. Bloody hell.
Second of the Saturday games, and we're at Alice Springs for Melbourne and the Gold Coast. D's laying a little over 2 goals, total points line low 190s.
Yeah, well, I was all over the minus until you mentioned it was in Alice Springs. The venue shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't. I mean, I guess it's a neutral venue. Mm. Would I lay 4 goals at the MCG? Probably. Mm. Look, Melbourne are a good team. Up and down, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're up and down.
Jeez, and the Gold Coast were terrible in China, but the 3 or 4 weeks before that, they were all right.
Yeah.
If you took just their last performance, I'd be Melbourne minus as well, but maybe they just couldn't be arsed over in China.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, you never really know.
Wasn't that long ago they beat Geelong?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That was enough for me to walk away from this one pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay it down. I want to lay the points, but I'm not going to.
There we go. Saturday night, we're at the MCG for Dreamtime at the G. Richmond and Essendon. Near enough a pick'em. Richmond maybe 1-2 point favourites at most outlets. Total points line, low 180s.
Well, I actually got on this one today. I couldn't... they weren't actually offering a start either side, which was a little bit strange considering... Richmond were $1.83 and Essendon were $1.97 head to head.
It's not really a market then at that point. The only reason we had those, you had handicap lines is because people don't want to take $1.40 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or exactly. They don't want to take $4 on someone they think will be competitive.
Well, I am going to play. I'm going to take Essendon to win head to head at near enough even money. They've been super impressive their last few starts, and I really like the way they're playing their footy.
We got to Richmond. Put the Q in the rack nice and early on Sunday, which was
nice. And look, Richmond need really, really need to win this game, but they've needed to win the last three, and they haven't been able to. I'm not sure what is inherently wrong with that football team, but they just...
If there's less than two kicks in at midway through the fourth, even if we're trailing, I'm going to feel confident.
Absolutely, yeah. Essendon will win this game. Richmond just don't inspire me at all.
I'm going to have a play here, but not on the line. I'm going to bet the under. 7 in the last 8 between these two sides have gone sub 175. Typically a Saturday night game, obviously the Dreamtime games, but also the corresponding game later in the season. Richmond 7-2 to the under this season. Bombers forward pressure in particular really good. I'm not sure that either side's going to really bust this one out. Both sides need the win. Both sides are in that race for the bottom half of the eight. I think this will be a really... close, contested, in and under, sort of. It's a quasi-final, so it's one of those classic 8-point games.
Well, I think, well, for mine, and the thing you touched on there, that which is the most relevant for mine, is the forward pressure that Essendon's been bringing with the likes of Tip and Goody and these sorts
Josh
of
players. Josh Green, who knew he was a good player?
Yeah, well, exactly right. Lee Matthews, apparently. But Richmond and the glaring deficiency in Richmond's game from what I've seen so far this year, and I've watched a fair bit of it, I've been forced to sit through a lot of it.
Have you enjoyed the last 3 weeks more than the previous?
Well, I've missed a couple of them, which has really annoyed me because I would have loved that. They don't have a lot of pace off the back of the square. Mm. Their halfbacks are good ball users, Basher Hooley and these types of blokes, but they don't light up the turf.
Mm.
And when they're put under pressure, that lack of a strong marking target through the centre of the ground and up at centre-half forward, especially if Rewalt's playing deep, is really, really evident. And they just struggle to get the ball inside 50. Mm. So if Essendon can bring good, strong forward 50 pressure, Richmond will really struggle to score, which helps with your under as well.
Absolutely. Second of the Saturday night games, we're at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows and Fremantle. Crows laying almost 7 goals, total points line around the 190 mark.
Yeah, well, this was an interesting one for me as well. I mean, if you set the sides side by side and say over the last 3-4 weeks who's playing the better football, you'd probably have to say Fremantle.
Mm.
And they're starting 7 goal dogs. Yes, I mean, Adelaide are they're a force to be reckoned with at home, but are they going that well that they're giving away 7 goals?
I was a bit shocked early on Saturday night to see them 4 goals down to Brisbane. I mean, they sorted that out pretty quickly and went on with the job.
But that's right, but these are the influxes that they're having within their games, and it's a lot of points. I mean, if you showed you this line this was the line for round three.
Mm.
You could not have had enough on the crease. Yeah, you couldn't get enough on it. But yeah, as it stands at the minute, it's a tempting line. It's a tempting line. I think,
interestingly, opened about 5 goals and the money has pushed it out.
Yeah.
So they've steamed into Adelaide minus low 30s, mid 30s, high 30s.
And they're still going.
And the question is, where's the tipping point?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep an eye on it. And if it keeps moving,
you can get mid 40s or beyond.
Saturday afternoon, if you can get 45 plus, I reckon jump into it.
There we go. This is a pretty easy walk away for me. I just can't get a line on Adelaide at the moment. Sunday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Collingwood and Brisbane. Pies laying about 7.5 goals. Total points line opened high 180s, but I suspect the Bureau's interjected here because it's now low 170s.
Wet football. Can Collingwood win by, what, we're talking nearly 8 goals?
Well, firstly, if it's going to be wet, but I don't know if I trust Brisbane on the road. Well, I don't trust either of them. This is a very easy walk away from that.
Yeah, I originally liked the look of the line, but I've trusted the Lions as big dogs a couple of times with so-so results. So yeah. I'm not going to bet it, but geez, I tell you what, wet football. So I don't know. Anyway, walk on, jog on.
Second of the Sunday games are at the Docklands for Carlton and North Melbourne. Carlton getting about 2.5 goals start, total points line low 180s.
Like the plus in this game, I do. I like Carlton with the start. It's been impressive. They're playing good, honest football. North Melbourne, again, are that really up and down, hard to get a gauge on. They did a number on Adelaide, as we sort of said, and then, you know, turned around and
good against Melbourne.
Pretty ordinary business.
They were lousy against Sydney, and they were good against Melbourne.
Yeah.
So they've had a tough run, though. I'm North minus here.
Oh, yeah. We're into each other. That's good.
For three key reasons. One, I don't think Carlton can really score. They've got limits on them. They're a side, if they're at the MCG in the rain, that would suit them.
Yeah.
Two, North have had a bugger of an early season run. They've already run into Adelaide, Geelong, the Dogs, GWS, a seemingly resurgent Sydney. They've had a pretty brutal early season. They haven't really seen the easy half of the draw yet.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, Carlton really good at covering when they're dogs of 4, 5, 6 goals. Not a great record as small dogs. But the key one for me is the head-to-head record. Last two games over the last 2 years, both at the Docklands, North won them both by 10 goals plus.
Okay.
And both of them weren't particularly high-scoring games, but Carlton got suffocated. And North racked up 100 odd. And I could see if North get 100, I think they cover.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm going to be North minus, and we'll go head-to-head there. Well, last game of the weekend, it's the twilight timing on the eastern seaboard, but a 2:40 start over in the west. We're at Subiaco for West Coast and GWS. Eagles opened about a one-goal favourite, now closer to 2 goals. Total points line, low 180s.
Yeah, well, I can understand why they've shifted. GWS have only got about 25 blokes to pick from.
Mm.
Lot of injuries. They'll be taking a pretty well. Yes, they've got a lot of depth, but
it's not their A grade.
It's certainly not their A team. They've probably got about 13 or 14 blokes missing from who could make a case to being in their best 22. So that certainly puts the screws on you. West Coast will definitely need a big performance after the way they played last week and. I guess just further reaffirming the fact that they're only good at one or two grounds. I think the minus is the play, but I just can't bring myself to bet into GWS. I think they're just too good a team to take that punt.
Yeah, I can't bet this game. I can't trust West Coast. So over the last year and this year, covered 13 out of 17 as big favourites, generally at home. They just love stomping bad sides.
Yeah.
When they get more than 3 goals start, which is usually interstate, they've covered all three.
Mm.
They've covered 1 out of 12 where the line's less than 3 goals either way. In those genuinely up for grabs games, they don't win them. Or, like the Dogs game a couple weeks ago, they win them but don't cover. So, in my mind, they don't win.
Well, is that a... That's a pretty good indicator to take the points then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, but it's the sheer number of outs going cross-country. The only thing I could get near in this game is GWS Plus.
Yeah.
But as you said, all the injuries they've got, I'm going to let this one slide by.
Nice.
So that gives me a total of 3 for the weekend. I'm going to have the under in the Geelong Port game. I'm going to have the under in the Richmond Essendon game. And I'm going to have North at the minus.
I'll end it with 3 as well. I've got St Kilda at the plus. I've got Essendon head to head and Carlton at the plus.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.
Get around it.